When I think about St. Elizabeth Academy, I think of the SEA seal stamped on the floor outside the chapel. And I picture a rush of girls scurrying to class, all avoiding the black logo. It's common knowledge. No matter how late you are for class, you walk around the seal, simply out of reverence. I graduated from St. Elizabeth in 1997, and I often smile when thinking about the humble school at the corner of Arsenal and Louisiana. As they prepare to close the doors for good, students and teachers are sad. Longtime Spanish teacher Alyssa Waugh is one of them.
You know, it's like seeing your best friend go away, because it's been like coming home, you know. Being working here at St. Elizabeth has been like coming home.
Waugh has worked at St. Elizabeth for 3.5 decades. She's witnessed the highs and lows.
In 1977, we were about 450 students. Enrollment was really high. You had to almost wait to get into the school at the time in 77. And to now where we are, I think our biggest class is about 39, which is the senior class.
The reasons St. Elizabeth Academy is closing are many, and none are surprising. When the decision was announced in January, Principal Sister Susan Borgel cited the declining enrollment and the increasing deficit. She called the decision heartbreaking. Sister Rosemary Allerman could possibly be the most heartbroken.
So it's been very sad and difficult. You know, I try to put it out of my mind, but it's there. It's real.
Sister Rosemary came to St. Elizabeth nearly 40 years ago. She says many of the students attending today come from single-parent homes or live with their grandparents or a guardian. It became hard for them to pay the tuition because of the economy.
People losing jobs in the past 4 or 5 years, they still have to put food on the table and a roof over their head, and they can't afford Catholic education.
St. Elizabeth was founded in 1882 by the Sisters of the Most Precious Blood. They wanted to help girls with a wide range of abilities from diverse backgrounds achieve academic success. Some alumni want to continue that mission. Becky Baum is a school social worker and 1993 graduate of the school. When she heard about the closing, she, like many other alumni, were shocked. So a group of alumni who work in education
came together with some alumni, some teachers, some parents, and community members and said, hey, you know, do we have to let go of this altogether?
The group decided to open a charter school in the same building, but they missed the deadline to apply for a charter for the 2013-2014 school year, so they're trying to keep the school open for 1 year as a private independent school and then open as a charter in the 2014-2015 school year. Baum says they plan to call it Service Ethics Academy, or SEA Academy.
There's a lot of charter schools in the city, and this would be the first high school single-gender charter school, which is kind of exciting.
The group is trying to raise $750,000 by June 1st to make the plan happen, so it's not a done deal. But what is for certain is that St. Elizabeth will close this month. Students will move on, and so will teachers. Sister Rosemary Allerman is going to a school in Perryville, Missouri, which she says has a large all-white Catholic population.
I have a calculus class of 5 students. One is Caucasian and is American. I have a girl who's adopted. She's from India. I have a girl who is she's from Egypt. And I have 2 African-American students. I will miss that greatly.
Though St. Elizabeth Academy will soon be no more, I guess you could say its legacy will continue, at the very least, in the memory of thousands of women who politely walked around that SEA seal on their way to class. I'm Julie Bierock, St. Louis Public Radio.